And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba have a show.
They have a show five days
a week.
But they don't get to say
everything
that's
on their mind.
So
they have an extra
one. That's how we get the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
Hey, y'all, this is Ty Herndon. It's a Big D and Bubba thing.
What's up, Ty Herndon?
What's up, kids?
What's up?
What's up?
God, gold
so
for
bizarre.
You, man.
That was a bizarre.
What just happened?
A little out of the archive right there.
Sometimes you just got to look for some of the weird stuff you have, and you go, oh, that's cool.
Is there like a wrinkle in time? Did I miss something?
Oh, yeah.
You know, a lot can go wrong in 20 minutes. A lot. And your car's engine is no different. This is where I throw in the sponsor for the podcast.
A lot can go wrong in 20 minutes. Bubba can play an old Ty Herndon clip.
I was 20 seconds in, and a lot started going wrong. You know, it wasn't even Ty Herndon that was a problem. It was
the whole thing.
That's so weird. You know, up to 75% of engine wear actually happens during warm-up. So you want to solve that? You can. Castrol GTX Magnatec has intelligent molecules that cling to your engine like a magnet, and it protects your vehicle and your engine. Instant protection from the moment you start.
What's up, Dabra?
Hey, y'all, this is Ty Herndon. It's a Big D and Bubba thing.
What's up, Ty Herndon?
What's up, kids?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
You know, sometimes Bubba goes into, like, he does. That was Bubba going, what's up, Ty Herndon? And then it forces me to come up with something because I'm like, I gotta do it.
What up? What up?
Hey, by the way, Carson.
Yeah.
I did not heed your advice. I asked you for your advice and barreled right on through, and I'm still watching Twin Peaks, the reboot, 25 years later. They made a new Twin Peaks, like from the old day, like 25 years ago. Well, they did a new one, and it's weirder, and it has a lot of the same. I was surprised. A lot of the characters look the same.
Yeah, they do.
But anyway.
What episode are you on?
I'm just about, I'm just getting ready to start three.
Oh, you barreled through. You chicken, you haven't gotten
I got
the
through
three
one.
Yet.
I barreled through
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
It is so bizarre.
It doesn't get any more sane.
It's hard to hang on. Like, I'm like, okay, who is that?
Yeah.
What about a show everybody else watches? Anything going on that somebody else watches?
It's summer. There's nothing. I mean, The Bachelor.
Big Brother's back.
Oh, yeah, because I had
Big
that on
back.
For like 5 minutes last night, and there's a dude in a frog suit.
Well, they have
Corey,
to. They were cursed.
No. What?
It's a
no.
It's a temptation
nope.
of summer on Big Brother.
Nope.
And like so like as you get to go in and get tempted. And if you take the temptation, there's always, you know,
here where I thought nothing could get weirder than Twin
what?
Peaks.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I was just going to say there's always like there's a repercussion for whatever, you know, you take good for you, it's bad for other people.
You put on a frog costume?
Well, he had to hop everywhere too.
Oh, my,
all three of them.
It sounds like something we would do on the air.
Like, I want to make more
okay.
fun of it, but it's like one step removed from a bad segment on our show.
Was it like this week we had Patrick had to go out in the car and sit because he melted my chocolate sheep?
Your sheep from Lithuania.
Clearly the stupidest thing
you know,
we've
my
done
favorite
on this
part
show
of that, my whole favorite part of that bit was we're in here, and so he's out there in his car. He really did. He went out in his car and put the window. We cracked the windows.
Like out that window right back there.
Yeah, and so he had to go and sit in his car for the last hour of the show because that way it's not that hot in the morning. And I have his keys, and he's just like, you know, I'm like, hey, Pat, did you hear that? What?
Make the alarm go off.
I hit the panic button.
Yeah.
And you can hear it through his microphone on through the air. Great. And then getting
the best part of that was getting the text from the girls who work upstairs going, is everything okay? Why does your car alarm keep going off?
You're like, no, I melt. No, well, yes, everything's fine. When you go to try to explain it,
I melted his chocolate.
Well,
no.
I melted a chocolate sheep. And so my punishment is to
say, I had to wear the frog suit. And no, wait, that's the other stupid show.
That's what I say. It's just like something
really?
We would do.
Very close to this. Yeah. I'm watching Glow. Is anyone else watching Glow?
I've watched one episode, but I can't watch it because I started watching. I thought it was going to be like a family-friendly
yeah, no,
show
not
for
family
some
friendly.
Dumb reason.
Not
and I
kids.
Start and like, you know, they immediately go to topless. And
yeah.
it's by the Orange Is the New Black producers. And I should have known because, the you know, if you ever watch the first episode of that, they hit you pretty quick too.
See, so I watched the whole first season of GLOW, and I liked it.
Is it awesome?
It was
women's wrestling.
What's her name? Brie Larson from Community.
Yeah. And Mad Men.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
Is it about wrestling?
Yes.
Yeah. It's not.
Oh, it's actually Allison Brie. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not actually about the real story of GLOW. It's like a fictionalized account. It's all different characters, all different names, you know? Hmm. So it's kind of weird. It's like, well, I'm sure the actual story was pretty interesting. Why not do it that way? But they didn't. They just took the concept of there was this low-budget women's wrestling league based in Los Angeles and Las Vegas.
Which, by the way, my wife, surprisingly, huge fan of GLOW.
I mean, I remember watching it because it came on after cartoons and before Hee Haw. So I remember watching it on Saturday mornings. But I can't remember vividly enough. I just remember there was one woman who was gigantic. Matilda the Hun. Yeah. Google Matilda the Hun. Okay. She was like 6'7". 300 pounds. She was a big old dame.
It's a great name.
It is great. They had some pretty good names.
Pretty cool that your memory of Saturday mornings is like you can tell what was. It was after cartoons.
Cartoons and before Hee Haw.
Got it right.
Because when I was a little kid.
When did that fall in line with Saved by the Bell?
Do you have any memories of running outside?
That was before Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
You know.
Do you have any memories Saturday running outside and climbing a tree and throwing a ball? Or?
Yeah, I do. I used to climb trees. Throwing balls never was really my strong suit.
I used to hate. Remember when being a kid and you play tag and like the girls would go and tag and then you'd have to go chase them. I hated that because I could never catch them. I was always so slow and fat.
Yeah.
That they would just run around me. I was like a puppy. I couldn't defend myself.
Poor thing.
I know. Everybody.
I'll tell you something else I don't like.
What?
Is when I get on Netflix or any of those channels like that, and there's like something like I want to watch, but like I know it's kind of risque, but I know I can't even go and get a sample of it because it'll show up that I've recently watched it.
Yes.
And my wife will see it.
It's like your browser history.
Can I give you a little hint?
Can you get rid of that?
If you go onto Netflix, their web browser, not on your phone, you have to do it on the actual web browser, you can go and clear things that you've recently watched.
Oh, game change.
That is.
Just letting you guys know that it's pretty easy too. And you can go and clear a bunch of stuff out of there.
Thank you.
Because, you know.
Hey, Jerry keeps lighting me up texting.
Which Jerry?
I almost said the other day. Jerry.
I know who you're talking about.
Jerry, the guy who sends us cassette tapes.
Yes.
He has a synthesizer that he has at his house, and he plays, and then sometimes he sings, and he records it onto a cassette tape. And then he mails us a box. There's nothing else in the box. It's just a box about the size of.
Look at this.
And then he handwrites on the cassette sleeve. Remember, you used to take the sleeve and write. Oh, dude, is there artwork in that?
Is there?
Oh.
Hold on.
I think there's artwork.
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
A little bit of artwork. It's kind of
abstract.
Kind of, yes, surrealist.
And so he sends us a box, and it has,
Smell this.
I'll smell it.
I am not smelling Jerry's tapes.
Is it funky smelling?
I don't know. Just smell it. It's not funky. It's just unique.
Okay. You know there's something on this, right?
It's like old milk or something.
It's old. It's like old.
You hope it's old milk. Let me tell you right now.
What am I doing? Why am I smelling? I just did it like, give me that. There it is. Just hit play. Anyway, he sends us a whole box of tapes, and then we play them on the air sometimes. But anyway, he's like, hey, y'all playing any of my stuff?
This is not a joke. Jerry has tape after tape after tape of him playing a Casio keyboard and recording it on what I'm guessing he was recording this on a, you know, like some kind of shoe, or maybe he used a mixer.
It's the
a
Adidas
kitchen mixer. Yeah.
Hey, what if we were listening to
he
this?
He was proud of this one. This very one. Hey, watch where's. What's the name of this one? The sky is blue and the water is green or something like that.
That's the one he was telling us that we needed to listen to. This could be part of the soundtrack, or at least in a trailer for Stranger Things.
It's giving me that vibe. A little Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Mm. Wouldn't it be crazy if you hear a woman going, "Help me!
Help me! Oh my gosh, there she was! No, it was me."
Really? Oh my goodness, Carson, you got us.
Speaking of got, as we listen to Jerry's music, Carson's prank. So yesterday, she was waiting for a washer and dryer at her house, and my brother-in-law was here in the studio with us, in visiting for the week, so we had him call and pretend to be the delivery guy.
Oh, he's singing. Hold on. Sorry.
If I were a dog, I would turn my head sideways and go, my ear would do this.
And do the cat piano dance.
So anytime you can turn that down if you want.
So anyway. My brother-in-law went ahead and called Carson and was like, "Hey, we came by and delivered your tried to deliver your stuff, but you weren't home." And she got snippy. "Oh, I was home. I was home, sucka."
Can you say my Yankee came out?
Your Connecticut was showing. Okay, so it's like you became a prosecuting attorney. Okay, so what you're saying, sir, is you came to the house and knocked on my door at blanky blank address. And then, of course, Tim's like, "Well, yeah, what are they?" Okay, and approximately what time?
What did you say Tim's voice was?
"It's something right there."
That's really not close.
It's kind of like
a straight-up Cajun accent.
And so Carson's like, "Okay, well, I've been sitting here the entire time on my couch, and I know that, well, maybe you went to the bathroom."
Are you putting words in my mouth?
That's the chick move. No.
I know. Again, it's a combination of female plus Connecticut plus, yeah, just...
Plus, you're wanting your washer and dryer.
Not the nicest person. Yeah, that too. I'm like, I've got a stack of laundry I want to do. And yeah, I get no nonsense. I go from zero to angry in a split second. And I can pull it back, but man, And I was telling somebody about it, and they go, "Well, how quickly did you catch on that it had to be Big D and Bubba?" I go, "I didn't.
Yeah, you never
all.
Did.
Never, ever caught up on
he
it.
He had you yeah. until the end when he said.
Yeah. Until he dropped y'all's name, then I was like, "Oh, okay. Oh yeah."
You know what we need? We need more of this.
Yes.
Turn this Jerry's music up. Look how great this is.
I don't know.
There's a weird little comfort about it. I don't know why, but I kind of like it.
You're right.
I do. It's like there's a weird little thing. You're like, listen, it's a solo. Patrick is Snapchatting over there.
I'm trying to Snapchat you, but it won't recognize your face. Oh, there you go.
Make me something cute. I did my eyebrows. You know how it always says do your eyebrows and it does something? And I poked out my tongue and... here.
This sounds like something the cult listens to right before they go on a murdering spree. Just to kind of get them worked up. This is their pump-up music.
Oh.
All right. Go kill. So great. Is there birds in it?
Yeah.
Are those real birds?
Unless he's got real birds at his house.
I think he's got real birds.
I think that's a sound effect on his keyboard. I'm telling you right now, my 8-year-old daughter who never plays piano could... play better than this.
Don't hate. This is my jam.
No.
Sorry, am I not allowed to freaking...
No. I wouldn't be doing the girl no for like 3 days and I'll get tired of it. No.
Are you putting words in my mouth?
Oh, Do you think we could do a remix of the phone call with Carson to this?
Can we just? Hello? I feel like there's no one. Hello? No one is going to suffer through this to listen to this awful.
And do people suffer through our podcast every time we do
I know,
one?
But it's extra bad this week because we have cassette sound effects.
No, it's not.
No.
This is special. This is a treat.
It's bad.
This is something
that
you
don't realize
how
useful that is, Carson.
What, the no?
Yeah, you can use it for a lot of things.
It gives you a little time to think to come up with your next argument.
The other one was, I was talking. I've heard that several times. Excuse me, I was talking. And that one, dang, you can use that. That combined with no. Pretty
good.
Yeah,
that first is a nice.
Can you pull that up? We can just listen to it for our own amusement.
Oh, no, I don't want to hear myself.
Oh, the call?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh yes. No. Oh, what do we do? Of course.
Okay, let me pull this here.
Yeah,
I got to refresh.
We are talking about.
Oh, I got to go back to work.
We're talking about the Carson prank, and we haven't even played it.
Carson, it's awesome. It is. There's a lot of awesome there. Give me a second. I have to refresh this stuff.
So you never, you know, we got lucky. Oh, my God, him singing is killing me.
No, I just want to bounce back and forth listening to it.
Kind of rock back and forth.
Are you ready? I have it right now.
All right, good. This is what we called Carson. She was waiting on a delivery of a washer and dryer. We had Bubba's. We got lucky.
We just told the whole story. My brother-in-law just happened to be here.
Right. So there you go. Get it. So we're calling Carson. She's expecting it.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am?
Yeah.
You was expecting your refrigerator?
No.
Washer and dryer, I mean?
Joya.
Okay, we came by your townhouse and you were not home.
When did you come by?
About a half hour ago. Almost knocked the door down trying to get...
I don't think you would have been at the right place.
Oh.
I've been on the couch.
You know, I got other deliveries to do. And how about tomorrow?
No, I'm sitting here now.
You was?
No knocking on this door.
Almost knocked it off the hinges. You didn't hear me?
You were not at the right place. Dogs bark? I have two dogs.
Yeah, they almost clawed the door down. Where were you?
No, they didn't.
Oh, yeah.
There is no way. You first thought I had a refrigerator. I am very confused.
Wait, here, I got a whole bunch of stuff on the truck. You know, I get kind of, you know, messed up.
He's making my blood boil.
Trying to get
you didn't. Why would you have not called me if you were trying to knock down the door?
Well, I was there. Why call you?
To see if I was home. I've been sitting here the whole
time. I'm calling
time.
You now, ain't I?
And you left? I don't understand this at all. This is extremely confusing.
You might have been in the bathroom.
No, I was not in the bathroom. I've been sitting on my couch.
I mean, people do what they got to do. You know what I'm saying?
I've been sitting on my couch this entire time.
You must have
been
sitting on
another chair. I appreciate you.
I sound like my mother.
Putting words into my mouth?
Well.
What is your name? You just keep calling
my name?
Tim. Yeah.
Tim.
Why would you not call me while you're sitting?
I love how he says it like he's questioned. Tim?
Look, my name.
Yeah.
Tim?
Why would you not call me while you were sitting outside?
Well, look, I got another delivery I got to go do.
So you're calling me now instead of calling me when you were here.
I got another delivery to do with the Big D and Bubba.
I'm going to
have to kill him. Carson, oh my Lord. I thought you were going to eat this boy's lunch. You're like, you've got a delivery.
About that.
Sorry, Carson. They put me up to it.
Oh, so good.
Hey, Carson, we love you.
We love you.
Cool.
Love you.
It was my favorite.
And here I was about to go call you for a gun.
That's the best.
I need a gun. I got to kill a delivery guy. So great. I love halfway through there, you turn into Marsha Clark. It's just like, okay, no, I was on the couch. So this
did
is
you have to Google
very,
Marsha Clark?
This is no, sadly I did. This is very confusing. First you said refrigerator, and now I have two dogs, If you were here, they would bark.
You got a little lawyery on it.
Totally.
You did.
Totally.
Why would you call? Your calling. So you're calling me now instead of calling. I'm going to say this. Other than the fact that her voice didn't get into that I'm going to kill you mode, she kind of Patricked the guy. The little
kept
bit.
At him. Just kind of kept at
no,
him.
No, yeah. I listen to that and I do. I hear my mother. I can hear my mother in my voice. I can hear it in the attitude. It's like, whoa. I just channeled that hardcore.
Welcome to Connecticut.
Yeah. Go home. We don't like you, obviously. We don't like anybody.
That was good. And how about Tim? He did a great job.
He did such a good job.
I'm not going to lie. He didn't want to do it. He was kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what to say.
We had to get him off the couch in the green room
watching the view or whatever.
Come on in here, man. Come and do it. Actually, he was watching Good Morning America because somebody was performing or something.
He was good, man, because he rolled with all of it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it was like, we can't be one of us because you would have totally, there's no way.
And we had to call from his phone, couldn't call from our phone. We were like, you know, when we call from the studio line, does it say, you know, the studio or does it just pop up as a number?
No, it shows.
Up as a number.
Okay, well, good. Like, for the future.
It depends, though, because it shows on mine, and I don't watch. If you call, well, I got a brand new cell phone.
No one cares.
I'm just asking.
Well, why would you ask if you don't care?
Hold on a second, guys. I go, let me go do research.
Look. And he's the one who always blames me for showing people things on the podcast. Look at this.
Did I hold it up to the camera?
You would have.
No.
Oh, yeah, you would have.
Speaking of,
you know, I can't see Bubba from here, but I could throw things at him still. They won't hit him.
Pretty sure there's scissors.
Oh, jeez.
There's nothing you can throw that you can get that far.
No, not at that angle. Not. There's no way.
I can tell you, man. I speaking of throwing, Gunner is coming back off of his elbow injury, and he's on a back to throwing program, and he's doing really good. And we backed up to, I don't know. I'm not very good at the feet. You know how far something is and estimating distance, but he says it's about 100 or so feet or so. And we're throwing. And what are you doing?
I'm actually exercising
now
my
he's working
arm.
Out
I'm
his
feeling
arm.
The clicking. Oh. Yeah, you're talking about it. So I'm just kind of, you know, working.
So he's throwing this effortless 120 feet or whatever. And then I'm like, oh, that's good. And then I got to throw it. I one hopped it. I'm like, what? I can't throw. I can't. I don't have
one hopped like 100 feet.
100, yes. It was awful.
Now,
was
did
like,
you
really?
Repeatedly one hop it? Because
I
you
had
know, the first
no.
throw, you
yeah, that's right. And
because
then
I'll
like,
tell you, anybody who's ever thrown the first pitch at a baseball game, the pressure will cause you to one hop sometimes.
Yeah, I didn't have any pressure. It was just the distance, and so then I get it back. I'm like, oh, hey, my bad, you know. And so he throws it again, and then I'm like, okay. And so I got a little, kind of like a half crow hop throw, and I barely made it. I'm like, the heck? Jeez.
Steven's I found that about, with me, too.
Steven's saying about 90 feet.
Like I
No, 90 feet is, no. It was
like, I
90.
Played softball for years when I was growing up, and I thought I was decent. I could throw, take the dog out with the tennis ball, and I'm like, wind up and throw it back. It goes maybe 30 feet. I had to start using a tennis racket to actually hit it so he could chase something. It's so embarrassing. Because if you see me at the baseball diamond throwing the ball, people are like, what is wrong with this girl?
Hey, next week on the show, let's see who can throw the furthest.
No.
Yes.
I'm still in shoulder rehab.
Yes.
Wait a second. Do you, Patrick, are you afraid that you wouldn't throw as far as cars?
Yes.
Are you afraid that you wouldn't throw as far as me, considering I'm still in shoulder rehab?
Whatever. I'm in rehab.
I am.
Play softball every freaking week for the last 20 years.
With a hurt shoulder, yes.
Doesn't matter. You know you're going to beat all of us, so stop pretending you're not.
Not necessarily.
Bubba has a cannon.
Okay, of course.
Yeah, he's going to crush it.
I love how he's acting like he doesn't.
He had a cannon, and now he still has a shotgun.
Yeah.
And we're like over here.
Shotguns don't go far.
My water pistol.
I have a rubber band like I wrap around my finger to shoot.
I can take one of those paper balls, you know, like a spitball. You put it in.
Yeah.
That's what mine is.
I think we should do it. We should do a contest.
A throw off.
Who?
Does it count the bouncing?
No,
like,
you know, no.
If you play golf, so it's only in the air like javelin.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And what do we throw?
Dude, let's get javelins.
Oh, yes. Let's do a javelin throw.
Do we get jarts? I mean, come on.
Jarts.
We're not doing a javelin throw.
I would totally do a javelin throw.
How?
Okay. Wouldn't that be awesome?
What do we throw? No, we're not. First of all.
Shot put?
No, you'll really throw your shoulder out that.
Yeah, then are we going to do the wind up for the shot put where you hop twice?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. No.
No, what are we throwing? What's something that is fair for everyone?
The shot put or the Heisman pose?
It can't be.
You have to line up for the shot put and you hop and you do a turn.
It can't be like, I don't want to do a football because I'm just being honest. Carson has smaller hands and it's not fair.
I've never been good at the spiral.
So I think it needs to be something. It needs to be a round ball. Okay. It needs to be a ball and it needs to be something that's like I think a baseball is pretty good.
Yeah.
But is that too heavy? Is that too heavy for you?
No. I don't know. Okay. Baseball's
no, he was
fine.
Looking at Patrick.
Real funny.
I left it my own joke.
That was great. Some things I'm
not. I already said I wasn't playing this game. I'm not playing this game.
Yes, you are.
Dude, you totally have to.
Come on, we're going to do it.
I'm not doing it.
Carson's going to do it. If Carson will do it, you could. You almost struck out Jason Aldean one
time.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw you throw it. It's not bad. This is where we come around to and say you're not bad, so you look bad.
So that I look bad when I actually do it? Yeah, thanks. No, I'm good.
No, I think you would be fine.
I think if we're going to do it, we do javelins, so we have to run and then throw it so that you look as stupid as me.
All right. Whatever.
I would do it. I've never thrown a javelin in my life.
Call one of the local high schools and see track and field team. Wouldn't that be cool? Let us borrow the javelins.
What if we all did all the track and field events? Okay. You know, and we did pole vault.
You know what?
And
then you went too far.
Can I ask a dumb question?
What?
Do high school kids throw a javelin?
Of course not.
They used to.
No.
Mine didn't.
No.
Oh, I thought they
we
did.
Had shot and disc.
Well,
that
no,
was
in
it.
PE. I'm talking about in the actual on
no.
the track and field.
Why don't we just go out
I
and
was
play
on the
frisbee
track
golf?
We
Let's
had
go
shot
play
and disc.
Disc golf.
I mean,
play a round of disc golf.
Frisbee.
Who can skip a rock more?
I'm down with skipping rocks too.
I will skip a rock.
Okay, sounds like I just answered our question.
Let's do that.
So it's
we having a skip off.
So now it's gone from throw off to skip off.
We're talking about rocks.
I kind of like skip
not
off.
Not skipping.
But I don't know. The javelin's still funnier to me. I just don't know where in God's name we're going to find a javelin and a field to throw it in.
And someone to aim at.
Can you rent one?
Hold on. Rent a javelin.
Javelin rental. Because who needs to actually buy one? I don't think that's a necessity.
What do we need a real javelin for? It's just a big stick.
It's weighted a certain way.
Just throw.
Like it matters for us.
Why don't we go fencing?
Why don't we just
have a fencing tournament between the four of us?
Who can throw a shovel the furthest?
I mean, I have a sledgehammer. Do you want to use that?
Let's go pan for gold.
Who can get the gold. No, Patrick, that's not real gold.
Who can dig a hole the fastest?
I've got a post hole digger. You better watch out.
He's out there with an auger.
I've built my own fence.
Who can find an ice cream truck faster?
That's pretty
good. Who can fill their cup quickest?
Wait, what?
You go into the fast food joint all right. And it's on.
Speaking of food, New York City, we went to that cookie dough place.
Yeah.
You know the place that's all over Facebook? It's been going around. It's like, oh, look, cookie dough, and it looks like ice cream. We went, and it was amazing. It was astounding. It was everything I wanted it to be. But, as Patrick is still looking for javelin, don't order more than one scoop. You'll never be able to eat the second one.
Challenge accepted.
No, dude, you look at me and how much
field trip.
How much? Yes, there we go. Who can eat the second one? No, but seriously, I mean, you guys know me. I will stop on the way home and buy a pack of cookie dough. Don't do this, kids. It's dangerous. And I'll eat it before I get to the house. Just because it's that good.
I found some javelins on Craigslist.
And for sale?
Yeah.
Really?
How much?
It doesn't. Oh, they're already sold. Dang it.
Keep looking.
Man.
Expand it out a little bit.
I'm looking.
Honey, you're not going to believe what I did today. I sold that
Who
javelin.
Who bought a javelin on Craigslist?
I don't know. Carson, one time we got the idea to see which one of our wives, this was when I was still married, could kick a football the furthest and try to make a field goal. Did any of them actually?
I don't think so.
make it?
I think, did any of us?
I think we did.
We did from the,
I think, like, we all did from like 20 yards or something like that.
That's 15. Hard.
Yeah. Everything I look at, I'm looking for javelins. I'm coming up with 1973 AMC Javelin, the car.
Yeah.
That was a car?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The AMC had great styling. That's
they
right.
Did. I'm gonna go back into, in the day, man.
AMC was like one. There was a couple companies that really got it. Studebaker, AMC, they got it. Styling, they were way ahead of everybody else. Yeah. Okay, nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Well, I was going to look for javelins on Marketplace on Facebook.
What is going on with the French president and Trump? Are they having a bromance? Like, the French president is like, you know when you grab someone's hand and then you like shake it and then it turns into like a...
A bond?
You know, yeah, like you
do
this.
You got to almost go in with the second hand because it's lasting so long.
Okay, like who's going
to
be the first to let go?
He's shaking his hand, and then it goes into like the same position you would if you're going to have an arm wrestle. Okay, so your hands are in that position. And then the French guy takes his other left hand, and he puts it on Trump's forearm. And they're just kind of, it's like they're churning butter. It's like they're becoming like a piston. And so there's lots of gyrations. And I'm like, what are y'all doing? It's weird. He's like overly, like, I don't know. When I see someone like that, we used to see a lot of those guys, network sales guys, and they're all swarmy, and they're super. Listen, as soon as someone uses their other hand to touch me when I'm shaking their other hand, mm-hmm. I immediately go, you're weird.
Unless they're like hugging you or something.
No, that's different. I'm talking about when someone.
Someone like you don't know.
Yeah. Right, and you're shaking their hand, and then
they
take their other hand and touch you in any way. I think you're weird.
It reminds me. It seems to me it happens with creepy old dudes. When I meet old dudes who are a little too friendly, like you said, you have to schmooze or whatever, and they go and they're like, "Oh, lovely to meet you, Carson." And then there's an extra hand somewhere.
It touches you either your shoulder. Sometimes they'll grab your hand and hold your hand on top of the hand they're already shaking. It's like sometimes people try and make it seem like they are sincere. So they'll do that kind of this is the voice version of what they're doing. It's this. Or they're touching you because they're creepy and they're going,
I'm touching you.
I'm touching you. I could touch you all the time if you want. Do you like to be touched, Carson? Do you like my music? I've written this for you.
That's... She took off her headphones.
I did. Well, I had to run. But,
you didn't want
to. I literally have to run now.
Okay, you run.
Away.
But I found javelins on Amazon. They got some for Prime that are right around $140.
And we're not spending $140 on
javelins. Here's $69 for one.
No, we're not. No.
They've got fake ones. They've got foam ones.
You know they sell the sticks, like the handle for a shovel. If like your shovel
you're
handle
throw
breaks,
a stick,
so you get
like a
so
broomstick.
No,
that's
like
all
a shovel
javelin
handle.
Is. That's all
you're
it is.
Throw a shovel handle. Mm-hmm. That's dumb. It's not weighted right. It's
it
way
is,
too light.
It's weighted. No, it's good.
It's way
got a good
too
weight.
Light.
You think about a shovel. It's got a good weight to it.
Well, the shovel
you know, without
does,
the
but...
head, and you just you know.
We could also, Bubba. We could take. We could weight the end of it. Take the stick and then use duct tape and use weights on it to get it to the right weight that we like.
I'd be cool with that.
And then that way we can throw it out in the back. Because no one's going to throw it.
You can't throw it out in the back because it's going to go too far.
It's going to hit a car.
Yeah.
Dude, you got. Oh my gosh.
That's wishful thinking right there.
You have guy brain on. I know you think that you guys are all studs, dudes, but you're not. You can't throw a shovel handle across that parking lot.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
With a running start?
No,
you can't. You can run, skip. I don't care what you do. You can't throw.
It's all about angle. I guarantee you.
You can tell yourself behind a truck and not do it.
Are you crazy? Yeah, I'm talking about from over here, the edge of the.
Up that way. I'm thinking. For some reason, I'm thinking. I mean, there's another building behind ours.
I'm thinking going across the thing,
or even if you threw like to the
that?
Little alley.
Oh, that's
if you threw,
far. That is
we have that
far.
Alleyway that way.
Yeah, but
if somebody
then you're
watches
requiring
for cars,
me to throw something with aim.
Yeah, you'll hit the building.
Well, accuracy is a big deal.
The building or worse.
Yeah, okay, so you don't think you can throw it all the way across that.
If I'm standing here, I got a running start, and I could...
No.
Yeah, I could get it decently far.
No.
God, no. Unbelievable. I appreciate the confidence, and it is somewhat attractive, but...
By the way, the javelins, a lot of people saying try to get it weighted right. 800 grams is a good one. 600 grams is a good one.
So I almost fell out of my chair.
We can we, what is grams to pounds? Patrick, do your math.
What is grams to nanny? I always call mine nanny. That's a Bubba joke, isn't it?
No. I wouldn't have made a grandparent joke.
How many grams?
Let's do 600 grams,
600
2 pounds.
Grams.
So that's how we're going to figure out.
Oh, it's 2 pounds?
No, I said.
I'm not even joking. I wasn't trying to be funny. 1.3 pounds.
Okay.
All right. That's not bad. Well, I mean.
So 1.3 pound stick is what we need.
Yeah. And does it need to be weighted all the way through or just the end?
I would think it's probably weighted in the middle.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah, so we just weight. We just use 1.3 pounds of duct tape. And we just wrap around it.
Give you a nice little handle, a little spot to hold.
Yeah.
Because you do duct tape and leave a handhold in the middle.
Yes.
Like barbells.
Yes, exactly.
Or dumbbells. We could do this.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
We could do this.
We're going to do this next week.
We're going to be javelining right here. Javelining.
What are we going to wear?
We need to wear
I'm wearing
onesies.
A Soviet Union style.
Unitard.
Yes, unitards like old wrestlers.
I'm not wearing a singlet. No, that's not happening.
Dude, hey, when I wrestled, singlets were the worst, man. Because I was so self-conscious of my man boobs, and so I'd be worried about everything else. Surprisingly, I wasn't that worried. But we'll be in a match, and it's like it gets to a point where you're in it, like. You are physically wrestling another human, and there gets to a point where you forget everyone's around, and it's just the two of you,
right?
And you're like, hey, this is primal,
yeah.
And I've got to beat caveman. Has got to beat the other caveman, and that's what it comes down to. And it would get pretty. It's sloppy, and your face is in his junk, and it's all kinds of weird stuff. And you know
exactly where in his junk your face is because the singlet.
Thank you, Bubba. Thank you.
It's true.
Okay. Anyway.
This is the frenulum.
So.
What? Don't say frenulum.
Let's let this be a friend.
Check. Do not check the Google. Nobody Google frenulum.
Why did you do that?
I'm not going to check it myself. I'm just saying.
What is it?
Go ahead. Don't do it.
You're the one who initiated the Google telling your story.
No, you don't want to read that on the podcast.
Finish telling your story.
I don't even remember it.
You can Google it. Finish telling your story.
I just remember being in a real intense wrestling match and then all of a sudden aware that my right man boob was hanging out. And I was like, oh my gosh, my boob is out. There's people around. I'm in a gym on a mat, and there's people who paid tickets to go watch this. And then I got pinned.
Yeah, because as soon as your brain goes to, my boob's out, and then
that's
then
it. He took advantage of me.
Yep. That's it, man. It's always some guy taking advantage of somebody with boobs.
Friend, FR.
No, dude, don't Google that.
How do you spell it?
I'm not spelling it out.
Is there a Y in there?
No.
F is F R friend I
E N
F R E N friend
Yulum. You figure the rest
out. F R E N. Seriously, I would pay money to watch me try and spell these words.
We need to check the Google on how to check the Google, apparently.
F R E N U L U M. I found it. It is a small ridge or fold or ridge of tissue that supports or checks the motion of the part of which it is attached to.
That's one. And then you can go into the other definitions.
I don't think you should read the other ones out loud, Dean.
Oh.
I was just making a side little joke and you wanted to go into it. That joke was only funny to the two people who knew what it is.
They
were like, oh, I love them. They're so clever. They do silly things.
I didn't know. I thought it was onomatopoeia or something. This is a legit thing, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
This was the podcast. Now it's over. That's okay.
Next, we're going to have D do math on the podcast. D, what is 1,922 minus 1,788?
Golly, really? 232.
Not close. But
740.
No.
All right, so a lot can go wrong in 20 minutes.
You are too high.
I'm going to go ahead and close this up. A lot can go wrong.
Hey, thanks for playing. You get a full list of previously guesses on our website.
A lot can go wrong in 20 minutes, and your car's engine is no different. Up to 75%. Yes, I'm already getting here.
No, I was just saying it took a little longer than that for the podcast to go wrong.
But. No, it took seconds, mere seconds.
I can't believe that was a... You set
me up. I told
you
not to Google it.
We
I
told
you.
Told you.
You initiated the Google. I heard it. Let's check the Google.
It was a joke. It was all part of the joke.
I don't know the difference. When I hear English guy, he sounds very official.
Obviously, you don't know the joke, or you don't know the difference.
I get it now.
Half of America.
I know it now.
You can't understand humor.
I understand it better than you realize. I did not know anatomy. Saying
okay, keep manatomy
man, yeah, exactly.
Up to 75% of engine wear happens during warm up, like when you're trying to get your car going. And Castrol GTX Magnatec will protect your engine from the moment you start. It's got these intelligent molecules. See, I'm moving on from your frenulum. They cling to your that's horrible sounding. They cling to your engine like a magnet, providing instant protection from the moment you start. Seriously, Castrol GTX Magnatec. If you're not running it in your vehicle, you're ruining your vehicle. Oh, they should use that for a slogan.
I'm just seeing Tebow's is exceeding expectations in high A baseball.
Yeah, I thought they already called him up to 2A. Or not 2A, but high A.
He is. What I'm saying. Oh, he's exceeding expectations in high A.
So he might actually go to 2A?
I don't know. I could never keep up with what's next.
Jerry's tape just ended.
Flip it over.
It was playing the whole time in the background.
That's a good way to take us out. Okay. Turn that up. This should be Tim Tebow's walk-up music.
This should be something.
I gotta take my headphones off. It's terrible.
Oh, wait, it stopped.
Oh, here we go.
It's back. This is dramatic. When in doubt,
is he just laying on it?
I think so. His cat is laying on it.
There's some animal walking across. Da 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 da. It's Carol of the Bells. Da 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 da. Okay, now he's just. Okay, now he's just laying on it.
I think he died and just fell on the keyboard. Oh wait, here we go. These tapes, we've listened to what, 6 or 7 of them?
If y'all want somebody to play the keyboard this badly, I can play like this.
Yeah, but see, you would be doing it on purpose to be bad.
He's
doing it on purpose to be good.
Yeah, this is.
There is a difference, and I can respect the artistry that goes into this.
No,
I agree.
You can't, you liars. Bubba,
no,
I can't.
No, I am
so
not.
Jerry doesn't kill you.
I am into this.
I know you're doing it.
I'm into this.
We're going to say nice things about Jerry's music so he doesn't show up and kill us.
This song is 1990. NYNT.
NYNT. NYNT?
Yes, that's what it's called. 1990.
Ooh.
It's very haunting.
All right.
We done now?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, y'all, this is Ty Herndon. It's a Big D and Bubba thing.
What's up, Ty Herndon?
What's up, kids?
What's up?
What's up?
This was the podcast, but now it's over.
Best
but that's
podcast
okay,
ever, if you ask me.
Listen to the regular show.
Best ever.
On the radio.
Oh, Lord.
Every day.
Uh-huh.
It was the podcast.
What's up?